Yes, thanks, Tom. We're going to be talking about caregiving and volunteering, if you are so inclined, and also give some information to the people maybe who are taking care of someone at home and could really use a little respite care. Donna Rabley is my guest. And Donna, you are with OneSource, Empowering Caregivers. And first, your title, you're the director?
Executive Director of OneSource Empowering Caregivers, yes.
Okay. How long have you been in the community?
We've been in the community since 2014, but we're just getting our volunteers launched out into the community to provide service.
Okay.
This year.
Now, are you a nonprofit organization?
We are.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're under that umbrella. And I understand you have a board that you're pretty happy with, a board of directors.
Oh, they are amazing. And I'd like to thank them. If you don't mind, at the end of the program.
We'll definitely get to that because that's an important part of being able to, you know, assist the community. So, so you've been here for a while. How do you recruit your volunteer caregivers?
Well, we've been very fortunate to have the support of local radio and the union, who have covered our progress. And from that, we have received calls from the community members who have a desire to serve. Also, word of mouth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I know there's always seems like there's more need than there are volunteers trained and ready to go.
And there is right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so people listening, who might make a good volunteer care specialist?
Well, anyone who is compassionate, nurturing, a good conversationalist, a good listener. Many of the individuals who have come forth to serve as volunteer care specialists has had a personal experience in caregiving. So that's helped a lot. They've done personal care at home for a loved one, so they know what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of that goes on in our community. And a lot of people, they sometimes say, you know, it's harder on the caregiver than the poor person who's got, you know, need of the care.
Absolutely. And that's what we're seeing.
So how, now you offer some training. What's entailed in the training?
So we've constructed a training program that consists of 22 hours of comprehensive training in many modules, such as communication, culture, elder abuse, HIPAA, legal matters, emergencies, and so forth. So along with CPR training and certification. And the training usually takes place on 3 consecutive Saturdays.
Okay. Is there a charge to the volunteer for that?
No, it's absolutely free.
No. So 3 weekends, and they pretty much get the basics of what they need to go in and be a caregiver?
Absolutely. They have a manual that they can refer to, and they, pardon me, they have a volunteer care kit that they carry into the home that locks for HIPAA compliance. So, yeah, we provide them with the necessary tools to do the companion job that they're going to go in and serve for.
I just want to ask, you know, because people might be afraid, oh, this is like going to school. I don't know if I can learn, you know, is the training, what's the training like? Is it like, you know, you're hands-on and just walking people through it?
Absolutely. It's a very comprehensive training, but we make it fun and exciting. There's lots of stories that are shared, and it's a safe environment where everyone learns through the process, including the instructors. And I feel like everyone walks away feeling really empowered and like they have all this new set of friendships that they've built in this training program that they can share with their new mission.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That sounds warm. It sounds comfortable.
Yeah.
How many have care specialists, volunteers, have you been able to train so far? How many do you have out there?
Well, at the end of last year, we trained 15 care specialists. Unfortunately, we have lost a few due to personal issues, but we still have enough to get out to 20 of the volunteer caregiver homes, with some volunteers actually taking on 2 caregivers for their service.
Yeah. So how many have you actually placed in caregiver homes?
We have 10 volunteers that are providing care, and some are providing service for 2 homes. And so right now we are covering 17 caregivers. We have 20 on our list, but we're covering 17.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And is your goal to expand that?
Absolutely, and every week we're getting calls from caregivers.
Yeah. Okay. So people want to volunteer for this?
Absolutely. That's what we're looking for.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned something about having an assessment care team. What is that? What do they do?
So what the assessment care team does, and we call them ACT, they conduct an in-home visit and look for areas of need or to find out if there's any outside resource referrals that need to be arranged for the caregiver. Maybe a caregiver is stuck in this vacuum and they don't know what's available to them in the community. So they make suggestions and recommendations according to the caregiver and the care recipient's feedback.
And once the assessment is done, then you would kind of look for the volunteer that would fit this person?
Absolutely. We have our pool of volunteers, and we try to match them to the care recipient and the caregiver's needs.
So we should talk about the assessment care team. I mean, what makes them qualified to do what they do? Have they been prior in the medical field?
Yes.
Things like that?
We have four very, very competent registered nurses on our assessment team. Diane Measler, Cindy Cooper, Kristen Whitehead, and Maggie Call. Combined, they bring many years of a wide range of work experience, including psychiatry, emergency, trauma, hospice, public health, compliance, education, and assessment. And we're so incredibly fortunate to have them on our OSEC team, along with our medical advisor and board director, Dr. Mark Agnes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, God bless these people. I know
no
they're needed.
Kidding.
And volunteer.
Yes.
Just really, you see so much of that in this community. It's kind of real heartwarming.
This is a wonderful community. We are so, so lucky.
So I know you're a nonprofit. They're always, you know, in need of something. So where are you at right now, and what do you need?
Well, we're looking for new volunteers to step forward to participate in our wonderfully free, engaging training program to become a volunteer care specialist. And, of course, we're always accepting donations to further this innovative, amazing service to caregivers.
So as far as fundraising, do you have a webpage, a place where people can make a donation?
We do. Empoweringcaregivers.org. They can go on our website, and we have a PayPal set up so that they can provide, you know, gifts through that. Or they can also, you know, call me, and we can work out a plan that way as well.
Okay. Where's your office?
Office is located at 563 Brunswick Road, Suite 11, Grass Valley. And the phone number is 530-205-9514.
Okay. And just, you know, to give people an idea, kind of person, what makes a good volunteer? I mean, you see it a lot, I know. So describe it.
A good volunteer would be just somebody who's very compassionate. They may have prior experience in the caregiving field. A good listener, someone who's nurturing and understanding and open-minded.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when's your next training? When does that start?
It looks like it may be as soon as the middle of March and the first weekend in April, but the dates have not been set just yet. We will know for sure after our board meeting on Saturday, and we'll post it on our website at empoweringcaregivers.org.
Okay, we're about out of time. You wanted to thank that board. This is the time to do it.
I do. I would like to thank Daniel Whalen, our treasurer, Sandy Spurgeon, secretary, Cindy Cooper, registered nurse director, Diane Measler, registered nurse director, Tom Durkin, media master director, Stephen Baker, legal advisor director, Mark Agnes, medical advisor director, and Jeree Waller, director. And special thanks to Harriet Totten, Catherine Doolittle, Susan Ferrier, Andrea Fox, Ed Hawkins, Laura Grout, Deborah Rousseau, Marsha Harper, and Laura DeTata.
Okay, and for you, I want to thank Donna Rabley for coming in and giving us all this information about empoweringcaregivers.org, nonprofit serving the community.
I did have one more thing I wanted to say. This is a volunteer-based organization. No one is getting paid at this time, myself included, so we rely heavily on donations from the community to help support this mission of hope for caregivers. Thank you, Rita, and thanks to KNCO for this wonderful opportunity.
You're welcome, Donna. Thanks for coming in.